Bravo.
Been good to us, my Lord.
My Lord.
My faith.
My faith.
My faith.
Thank God for seeing Mo. I haven't seen Mo in a long time. Last time I saw Mo, he was on the street, jumping up and down. Amen. When we got the call that he was sick, we had Ella Tinsley go up and pray for him. Amen. The Bible says, if any are sick, let him call for the elders of the church. Let them anoint him with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save. Amen. We bless the Lord for that. And thank God for seeing Abby Nice, my sister-in-law, today. Since we have people that aren't family, we just keep it on the real. We thank God for seeing my sister-in-law, Sareen. Amen. And what's Tyrone? Let's start Tyrone. Let me Tyrone. There he is. There you go. Tyrone. Me and Tyrone went to eat dinner. Tyrone said, I want to come to church. He kept his word. Amen. We just thank God for everyone that's here. Amen. We just bless the Lord. And you know, the Bible said these are troublous times. These are terrible times. And when you read how a pilot, our co-pilot, can full speed run a plane into a mountain with 150 people over on it for absolutely no reason other than to make himself a name, and because someone didn't do their job, we know these are troublous times. I mean, can you imagine? None of those people in that plane had any idea what was happening because it was cloudy and foggy. They didn't even know what was happening until it was over. We bless the Lord. That could have been you and I, but God's grace and mercy kept us. Amen. I'm going to ask you to stand for our scripture reading, which will be coming from the book of Acts, chapter 16. And I liked all those testimonies. Amen. All those testimonies about how they were in prison, how they were bound, how they were addicted. Can we say our God?
Our God.
Can we say our God?
Our God.
Our God made a way out of us. Lord, thank you. Amen. We're going to read together verses 16 through 26 of Acts chapter 16. And if you don't have a Bible, it is on the screen. Amen. And the most important relationship. You know, how many know we all got relationships? There are some relationships that are more important to us than other relationships. But the number one relationship, the relationship that takes you to take precedence above all, should be our relationship with the Lord. Can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
That's the most important relationship you will ever have. Amen. And what I like about the Lord, I heard him say, I'll never leave you, neither forsake you. He said, I'll be with you always, even until the end. And then nobody else that can make that kind of claim. Then I'm going to be with you. But sometimes, somebody said, you better hurry and get on the message. I'm going to get there. Sometimes we get sidetracked on our earthly relationships. And I heard Paul the Apostle said, what you see is only temporal, but what you don't see is eternal. So today, can we focus on our eternal and let us focus on our relationship with God? Do we all have it? Can we say amen?
Amen.
Verse 16 reads, and it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her master much gain by soothsaying, that is fortune telling in today's language. The same fell upon us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit. Amen. It wasn't the woman, but it was a spirit. I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. Anybody need some stuff to come out of her? Out of you? Can we do it in the name of Jesus? And he came out the same hour. And when our master saw that the hope of their gain was gone, they called Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers, and brought them to the magistrates, saying, These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrate rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into the prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight. Can we say midnight?
Midnight.
Hallelujah. How many know we got some midnight hours? How many know we got some midnight times? Amen. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners And we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be in the house of prayer. Now, Lord, we ask you this afternoon to send thine anointing, for only the anointing can break and destroy yokes. Lord, send the anointing to set the captive free. Lord, send the anointing to heal up the brokenhearted. Lord, send the anointing, Lord, to open up spiritually blind eyes. Lord, send the anointing to open up spiritually bound ears. Lord, send your anointing, hallelujah, and shake this place in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you in advance for what we know you're going to do. Can we all say in Jesus' name?
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. The woman had a spirit of fortune telling. And the scripture says that she followed Paul and Silas daily, saying, these are the men of the Most High God. What was wrong with that? It was the wrong spirit. So you can do the wrong thing and have, you can do the right thing and have a wrong spirit. So Paul turned around and spoke to the spirit. Amen. Sometimes we get things messed up when dealing with people. We think it's the people, but it's not the people, it's the
spirit.
We need to speak to the spirit. Amen. And so it come out of her, and the scripture said it came out the next day. Came out a little while later, but it came out what? The same hour when he spoke to that spirit, it came out. Can we say praise the Lord? And because her masters saw that their opportunity for gain was lost, they brought these godly men that had done nothing wrong to the magistrates. And the magistrates beat them for doing a, look at somebody say, for doing a good thing. Come on, look at somebody say, for doing a good thing. They gotta beat them. Right? He said, what? That doesn't seem altogether fair. God knows what he's doing. I heard the scripture say, God knows how to deliver the godly out of. I said, God knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. Amen? Amen. But then that brings us down. We're going to get our message out of these last three verses here. Verses 24, 25, and 26. After they had beat them, it said, verse 24 said, who having received such a charge, thrust them into the prison, into the inner prison, and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's band was loose. So our message on this afternoon is, you can't lock up my praise. Can you look at somebody, you know, sometimes you have one of those hard days, sometimes you have some of those hard times. Look at somebody and say, you can.
You can.
Come on, tell them,
you can.
Lock up my praise. Now, if we had about an hour, I'd give y'all a recess. Right? And then we come back to the message. But the reason I give you a recess is because there's some events. There's some people. And can you turn off this reverb? I can't read. I don't want to hear it twice. All right. Thank you. There's some people, some events that have made you lose your praise. So if we had an hour, I'll let you go home or wherever you need to go and tell them you can't lock up my praise. And then maybe you don't need to go somewhere. Maybe you need to reach down in your wallet or purse and pull out your wallet and say, you can lock up my praise. Or maybe you need to call up your physician that's giving you a bad report, a bad prognosis, and tell them you can't. Maybe somebody this afternoon might need to speak to their spouse and tell them, you can't lock up. Anybody got a praise? We see if somebody got a praise. I got a praise and I got to get it out. Anybody got a praise this afternoon and you got to get it?
Somebody said, I might need longer than an hour.
To straighten out these situations that have locked up my praise. Anybody fight with some, maybe an addiction? And this addiction has caused your praise to be locked up. Well, Paul and Silas had just done something wonderful, something good. But the devil don't like when you do something good. So he will cause a stir to cause you to be locked up. And because they were the men of God, they said, let's make it real bad. So after they beat them, now listen to this. After they beat them, they put them in the stocks. How many know the Romans knew how to torture you? Now, if they were beat by Jews, they would have been all right because they couldn't be beat 39 times. But there was no limitation on the Romans. So they just beat them until they got satisfied. Then after they beat them, they put them in prison and they put them in the stocks. Now what they would do with stocks, they had these wooden stocks, sort of like the yoke for oxen, and they had different holes. So while they were in pain from the beating, then they stretched their legs wide open so they were in more pain. That's what they did when they put them in the stocks. Amen. Somebody said, well, when you're in pain and you're in hurt, you can't sleep anyway. Amen. Right? Amen. So Paul and Silas said, we've been beat, we're in pain, but you can't lock up. You can't lock up my praise. Anybody been going through some hardships? Anybody been going through some hard times? Anybody feel like you've been whipped? You've been beat? You're going through all kinds of stuff? Paul and Silas began to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What do you do when you're at midnight? What do you do, hallelujah, when you feel like you've been beat up, knocked down, run over, and trampled? What do you do? Hallelujah. Do you let somebody lock your praise up? Do you allow situations to lock your praise up? Do you allow the neighbor that's had a bad attitude? How many know sometimes neighbors can get some bad attitudes?
Y'all know that neighbors get some bad attitudes. Don't let that neighbor lock your praise up. Say, I got a praise. Anybody got a praise? The scripture says, let everything that has breath praise. Anybody got breath today? Then we are to praise the Lord. Amen. So the scripture said at midnight, Paul and Silas said, if we don't have nothing else to do, let us praise our God. So they begin to sing and they begin to praise God. The scripture says, suddenly, when you praise God like you ought to, I can tell you nobody can lock up your praise. Nobody can keep you down. But when you begin to praise God like you ought to, hallelujah, suddenly. Look at somebody and tell them, suddenly. What are you going to do when you leave church today? And I just had a good time in church and somebody rubs you the wrong way. Are you going to praise the Lord? Because when you begin to praise the Lord, I heard somebody say, when the praise go up, blessing will come down. Hallelujah. When you begin to praise God anyway, suddenly. You know what suddenly means? That's unexpected. You weren't looking for it, but because you didn't allow your situation to lock your praise up, you praise God, God will suddenly show up and God will make a way for you out of nowhere. The scripture says suddenly there was an earthquake. You know, God, you ever wonder about God? They're praying. How does God have the right timing to send an earthquake right to where they're praising him at? Think about that. He didn't send it across town. He didn't send it anywhere. He sent it right to them where the praise was at. He sent a praise. I heard the scripture say that God inhabits the praises of his. When you praise God, you bring God's presence in. When you praise God in spite of it, God will show up for you. Nobody else might not understand it, but God. something about praising God. Hallelujah. There were many kings that went to battle, and even Joshua, when he walked around the walls of Jericho, the wall was impregnable, meaning that nothing naturally could have brought that wall down. But the Lord gave him a plan. He said, walk around the wall on the seventh day, seven times. And you know what? Just now we start walking around the wall. Just start walking. Let's walk. And then when you get around the wall on the seventh time, just give the Lord a praise shout. I said, give the Lord a praise shout. And the Bible said that when they praise the Lord, the walls came. I said, the walls came. You need to praise God right now so your wall can come down. Ah, praise. Nothing like praising God. Now, in the Greek, the Hebrew word for praise is hymnio. I gotta give y'all some intellectual part. I can't just give y'all a shout. I gotta give you some intellectual parts too. Amen. Because hymnio, from the word hymnio, we get the word hymn. Hymnio, H-Y-M-N-E-O. I always like to spell it and make sure you know it, because I know you're gonna go check it out. Right? But you ought to check it out. Because you need to know, make sure that you can come back and say, well, Pastor, you made a mistake. But I can't make a mistake on hymnio. Because from hymnio, we get the word hymn. So you need to get a hymn that you can sing. Somebody say, well, I know a whole lot of songs. I don't know a hymn. Get a hymn. Get a hymn that you can sing in your little voice. And if you can't sing it out loud, sing it to yourself. Amen. But get a hymnio. Because a hymnio will turn into a praise. And you'll be able to praise. Hallelujah. Not a devil in hell will be able to stop you. You know, I like what the Lord told Peter. He said, upon this rock, not you got to build it. That's why you got to praise him. Church. And God is saying, because you got me involved in building this church, not even the gates of hell. Now, the gates of hell prevail against a lot of the churches because God's not, he's not building. If we let the Lord build it, if you allow the Lord to build your situation, not even the gates of hell will be able to prevail against you. But a lot of us in a hell-bound situation, because we've allowed our praise to be locked up, shake the devil off. And then the praise team, they always sing the song, shake, 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 shake. Somebody get up and shake them off. Come on, just get up. Just like, you know what, this is my faith move. You don't have to get up, just shake it off. Come on, shake it off. I got to praise. I think you understand what it means to have a praise. Somebody say, I don't know how. Just get a song. Just get a song. Get a praise. Get a hymn. You know what? If you don't know nothing but amazing grace, just say amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch. Like anybody used to be a wretch. I was a wretch. I'm done. A wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that brought me saved thus far, and grace will lead. Get you a song. Somebody said, well, I don't know amazing grace. How about just as I am? You know, a lot of times we say, Lord, I gotta fix me up. Lord, you know, I wanna get in God and get in church, but I gotta do some stuff. The songwriter said, just as I am. Why did he he said, just as I am, because he said, in all of my righteousness, I'm still a filthy rag when I'm trying to fix myself up. So I'm just going to give me a just as I am praise. I'm going to give me a just as I am. Lord, when I look at myself, I'm no good. Hallelujah. It used to be one of my favorite songs, one of my favorite hymns. If you don't know, he promised never to leave me. God promised never to leave me. If you don't learn anything else, just learn that. He promised never to leave me. Never to leave me. Never to leave. Get you a hymn deal. Because when you get a hymn deal, and a hymn deal,
Ebonics in Hebrew.
Yeah. A hymnio, but that ain't the real way. But H-Y-M-N-E-O is hymnio. And in closing, Habakkuk the prophet, when Israel were in their worst spiritual condition, how many people have been in some bad spiritual conditions? When they were in their worst spiritual condition, Habakkuk the prophet reason with God. He said, God, I don't understand. Yeah, if you read about it, it's only three short chapters in Habakkuk. Habakkuk said, Lord, I don't understand. You seem to be rewarding evil with good and good with evil. He said, Lord, I don't understand it. Habakkuk told God, he said, now you are poorer eyes than they behold iniquity. And the Lord told him, he said, I got a work that I'm going to do. He said, you won't even believe it if it be told you. God is about to do something. And most of us won't believe it even if it was told us. So Habakkuk began to continue reasoning with God, and God continued to speak to him. And in the third chapter, Habakkuk got stuck. He got tired of talking, so he began to pray. And he offered up a prayer to God. And near the end of the prayer, Habakkuk said it this way about his praise, that he wouldn't allow to be locked up. Habakkuk said, Lord, all I can see is trouble and hard times coming. I don't see any good. Every prophet and prophecy is for evil and not good. He said, but although the fig tree shall not blossom. Anybody got some fig trees that aren't blossoming? Hallelujah. He said, neither shall there be any fruit in the vine. The labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields will yield no meat. He said, a flock will be cut off from the fold, and there will be no herd in the stall. He said, but yet I will rejoice. He said, yeah, I will rejoice. What were you saying, Habakkuk? He was saying, even though things are going to be bad, you can't lock up my praise. He said, I will rejoice, and I will joy in the God of my, and anybody got a God of their salvation? You want to rejoice in the God of your salvation, because nobody should be able to lock up, as we all say. He goes on to say, the Lord God is my strength, and he makes my feet like hind feet. Now, he can say, why would the Lord want it to be hind feet? You ever watch those goats that live up in the crags of the rocks? And y'all ever watch Discovery and see those goats so sure-footed. They're up on the top of a hill, up on top of a cliff. You say they're going to fall over. Lord, so I'll make your feet like hinds feet. And then he said, so that you can walk on your high places. Those things have been coming against you. God said, you stay in me, and I help you walk on those places. I'll make your feet like hinds feet. And in the end, you'll still have a praise. And no one will be able to offer your praise as the elders, the ministers come forward. Don't let nobody lock your praise up. Don't allow finances to lock your praise up. Don't allow the job to lock your praise. Don't allow financial challenges to lock your praise. And don't allow another individual to lock your praise. Just say, I got a praise. I got a praise. And I. Can we sing this together? Can we all just say this? Say, I got a praise. Praise. You keep praising the Lord anyway. Hallelujah.